Good morning. I'm Paul Murnane. With three things to know from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. Number one, the weather. The first part of the snow twin bill brings 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight and tomorrow. Rising temperatures will turn the weekend storm over to ice and rain. By Monday, high temperatures will be hovering only in the teens with sub-zero wind chills. Craig Allen is tracking the storm, and WCBS 880 is streaming on your phone on the radio.com app. Number two, Hyundai and Kia are moving ahead with a recall involving thousands of cars and SUVs to fix a problem that can cause engine fires. Questions had been raised about the effectiveness of a previous recall, but federal workers who would conduct investigations and recalls are off the job in the government shutdown. The Korean car companies say, nonetheless, they're moving ahead with a recall of vehicles built between 2011 and 2014. Number three, the president's attorney says there may have been Russian collusion involving Trump campaign staff. Rudy Giuliani told CNN's Chris Cuomo last night if there was a Russian connection, it didn't involve Donald Trump personally. But Giuliani and Trump have said in the past flatly that there was no collusion between the Kremlin and the campaign. In sports, three-pointer in overtime lifts the Nets over the Rockets 145-142. Tonight, the Knicks are in London taking on the Wizards in the NBA. Here's the weather. Colder, the sunshine gives way to clouds today with a high of 31. Basically, it's 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight and tomorrow morning for the city and the inland suburbs, with an inch or a coating along the Jersey Shore, Long Island, and coastal Connecticut. Tonight's low down to 29. Temperatures will be rising, and by tomorrow afternoon, we'll have a high of 42 degrees. On Saturday, the snow arrives at night and will accumulate a few inches near the city before changing to ice and then rain on Sunday. The inland suburbs, though, could see significant disruptions with a more prolonged period of snow and ice. The high on Sunday of 45, and then plunging temperatures on Sunday night. And as we said, on Monday, sub-zero wind chills with temperatures in the teens. You can read more about our stories and listen live at WCBS880.com.